ABC Radio Australia.
Pneumonia remains the biggest killer of children under five in the world, with around 650,000 deaths a year. Now, a vaccine does exist, but it's relatively expensive, so it's not widely used in many countries in the Pacific region. So now researchers are hoping that a Fiji study will help to justify its use in more parts of the Asia Pacific. Here's Lauren Beldy.
The pneumococcus bacteria can not only cause pneumonia, but also blood poisoning and meningitis, all life-threatening conditions for children under five.
There's not enough awareness about, you know, this bacteria, because it's pretty much a silent killer. It hangs out at the back of the nose, but we don't know we've got it. But it enters into the body and then people get sick with pneumonia, etc.
Fiji is one of the few Pacific countries that's introduced a vaccine to tackle the problem, with support from the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. But until now, there hasn't been any data available on how effective the vaccine has been in the Asia-Pacific region. Associate Professor Fiona Russell of Australia's Murdoch Children's Research Institute led a study to determine how the vaccine has worked in Fiji over the last 4 years.
So what we found in Fiji was that about half of the toddlers in Fiji carry this bacteria at the back of their nose. These are the healthy sort of children. And we found that there was almost a 70% reduction in the carriage of this bacteria in the 1 to 2 year olds.
The study also found that vaccination helped prevent the spread of the bacteria to other members of the family.
We also found the herd effect. So we found that children and the caregivers, older children, babies too young to be vaccinated in the households, that about half of them also had a reduction in the carriage of this bacteria as well.
Dr. Lissy Tikonduandua is a senior paediatrician in Fiji and worked with the research team. She says the study's findings confirm what she's been seeing on the ground.
Meningitis is now, you know, really gone down a lot. And our admissions are not, you know, occasionally we have the really bad ones, but not like we used to have before.
For Dr. Tikonduandua, the fight against meningitis has been very personal. About 20 years ago, she watched her granddaughter almost succumb to the disease.
It was a very difficult time for us, especially when she was already walking, you know, and running around, such a happy child before she turned one. And then this meningitis just took her back to almost like when she was just born. No flat and poor neck control and all that. It was physiotherapy, not really, that helped her to get back onto her feet and walk again and went to school. So I'm very grateful for that.
According to the World Health Organization, most of the children who die of pneumococcal disease live in developing countries. Dr. Tikonduandua says nations like Fiji need to be focused on immunization because it's easier than treating the diseases once they've taken hold.
We have to be on the prevention all the time, because the other alternative is too much for us. Children coming in extremely ill, needing intensive care, we just don't have the capacity, both the human and also, you know, in terms of all the medical equipment and all that is needed, and we cannot cope with that.
It's a situation that's likely familiar for many other countries in Asia and the Pacific. And Dr. Russell hopes this study helps other health authorities justify the expense of adding the vaccine to their own immunisation schedules.
So even though it is more expensive than the other traditional immunisations, because the disease is so common and because it's so effective, we have found that it is actually cost effective to use this vaccine.